This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. It is the season when schools open up once again, and a good time to talk about school safety. The Oregon Department of Transportation recently announced a series of grants scattered around the state, all to help communities through the Safe Routes to Schools program. Let's talk about those grants. Our chief guest is Heidi Manlove, the Oregon Safe Routes to School program manager at ODOT. Welcome, Heidi.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And we also have with us Mindy McCart, a public information officer for ODOT. Welcome, Mindy.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Heidi, talk about Safe Routes to School. The program has been around for a while. Catch up the people just hearing about it.
Okay. Safe Routes to School was federally funded starting in 2006 and ended in 2012 as a bona fide federally funded program. However, lots of states have continued that effort through additional funding that the state gets, either federal or state funding. And so ODOT has continued the work, even though it's no longer a federally funded program. So basically, Safe Routes to School is just what it is, helping communities get safer, accessible routes to school for kids, making sure that education about safe road behaviors is taught to students, school staff, parents, and other community members. We also encourage active transportation, so walk and roll to school day events, do a lot of fun bike rodeos where we teach bike skills to students. And then there's also the construction side where we offer grants to communities to help build sidewalks and crosswalks and things for students in and around school zones.
All right, so an infrastructure component and an educational component to Safe Routes to Schools.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so the grants recently announced, which part of the program do they address?
So the education grants are on my side of the program. I have a partner who works on the construction side. Her name's Al Posadas. So we release both of those cycles, grant cycles, at the same time. The press release that we just recently released was mainly on the education grant side. We just awarded 14 applicants, and they're from all over the state, and some of them are nonprofits, some of them are school districts, some of them are metro or MPO, metropolitan organizations, and it's basically to fund a coordinator to basically coordinate the efforts in and around schools with students, staff, and families to not only address some of the behavioral education, but also to start working toward maybe some ideas around the construction side or start a planning assistance, which is where the other piece of this press release came from, is our project identification assistance program, which is through the construction side, where basically ODOT offers some consultant work to help communities do some planning assistance around these efforts. A lot of times folks know that maybe there isn't a sidewalk where it should be, or that students are walking maybe alongside the road where there could be a sidewalk or a crosswalk, but they're not really sure how to go about it. And so these planning assistance efforts help communities kind of guide them to assessing the area and figuring out what's possible and how much it will cost and be able to apply for the next construction grant.
When you talk about the educational program, the educational component of Safe Routes to Schools, is it just directed at kids, or is it a bit more broad-ranging than that?
It's very broad-ranging. I mean, although we do teach safe behaviors like pedestrian safety and rules of the road, it's also about, teaching students and staff and maybe even parents about safe behaviors of picking up and drop-off times allowing students who are walking and rolling to school to have a safe path in and around the school area. A lot of times parents are, picking and dropping off their students or their children while other students are walking. So it's about educating those people driving in and around the school zones as well about you know, kids being around and, you know, like speed limits within the, you know, around the school, and just appropriate ways to share the road with people walking and biking.
We're talking about the Safe Routes to Schools program in Oregon and some recent grants scattered around the state to enhance the program in a number of different communities, quite a few grants in Southern Oregon. Our guests are Heidi Manlove, who is the Safe Routes to School program manager at the Oregon Department of Transportation. Mindy McCart is here as well, a public information officer from ODOT. Do we have figures, Heidi, on the success of Safe Routes to School, Safe Routes to Schools? I realize I'm pronouncing it both ways, but I mean, any idea of how much safe it has made kids?
So, you know, that's one of the hardest things to evaluate, right? Because behavior, you can address behavior in terms of teaching students the proper ways to walk and bike to school, but we don't actually know if what we're teaching them is actually being played out. There's no way to really evaluate that. In the past, we've done some surveying, you know, surveys with students and parents if their children are walking and biking to school, and if that happens more often because of the Safe Routes to School program. But what we found is, you know, some of that reporting can be inaccurate depending on the time of year that you're asking. Like, kids may walk less in the winter than in the, you know, in the spring. And so asking them these questions, and asking them to think back that far of what they've done in the past year is sometimes difficult. So what we've found is that it's really hard to know just how much, you know, in terms of behavior change. Now, we are working on some pre and post studies of, like, the construction projects to see just how much usage there may be from the new walking or biking facilities. But it's always been a tough thing to gauge in terms of the safety, because there's could be all sorts of reasons why a crash may happen in a school zone, and it may not always be because of something that the Safe Routes to School program worked on. It could be something completely different. There's so many factors involved in safety, so it's really hard to gauge that. We like to look at it more broadly in terms of, like, who are we reaching? How many students are we reaching with bicycle education? How many students are we reaching with pedestrian safety education? How many students are being involved in maybe some PE classes where the safety training is happening? So we like to really kind of just look at, like, what kind of reach are we making with these efforts, hoping that there'll be some longstanding behavioral trajectory of them getting into, you know, high school age and into adulthood with these safe behaviors.
Is it an explicit goal of Safe Routes to Schools that some kids who might otherwise take the bus will sometimes go by foot or by bike?
That has been the cornerstone of this program, is to get students walking and biking and to have it safe for them to do so and make them feel confident in doing so. And we highly encourage it. Being picked up and dropped off to school creates lots of hazards, just for traffic congestion, air pollution, as well as, you know, a lot of times PE education and physical activity for students have been decreased over the years. And so, you know, them walking or biking to school, if they have the opportunity to do so, or if they live close enough to do so, we try to encourage it or make it possible for them to do that, because that might be some of the most activity they get in a day. So it all contributes to the health and wellness of the student, their family, and then the community as well. So what we're finding with Safe Routes to School is communities who, you know, tend to walk more, and students and families that walk more, it's more vibrancy in the communities. And so a lot of these projects, although they might be Safe Routes to School and involving students, they impact the community. So a safer crossing in and around a school can also impact just folks who aren't students and that are just needing to cross the road or needing a safe path around the school. So it's hard to judge, you know, how much impact we have. We just like to know that, like, we're making an impact on the students and the families and the staff that we're working with each year. to bring some of these the education components, as well as ideas about how to restructure and plan, you know, how to restructure their pickup and drop-off times maybe, or also to how to plan walking maps so that maybe they aren't walking in areas that are as risky or as busy. So maybe helping students and families find different walking or biking routes to school.
We're talking about safe routes to school, safe routes to school, depending on your pronunciation, with the Oregon Department of Transportation. Heidi Manlove is the school program manager at the program in Oregon. Mindy McCart's on the call as well, the public information officer at the Oregon Department of Transportation. As I look at the list of grantees, I see Medford and Klamath Falls, Eugene and Coos Bay and Central Point on the list that are getting money. In cities, is it often a single pinch point or bottleneck or place where there's something like a sidewalk missing, Heidi?
Yeah, so are you saying that, like, some of the major cities get the or have the grants, but, like, maybe not as much rural? Is that what?
Well, the question is, what is it that's missing in cities, which tend to have, you know, some pedestrian amenities?
Yeah, so most of what we're doing with the construction grants is basically crosswalks, sidewalks. Mm-hmm. Something that seems very similar, you know, very seemingly easy is, you know, just a side chunk of a road that's hasn't been finished and students are walking along the edge. We often find having just a, you know, connecting sidewalk from the adjacent street can lead to safer walking in and around the school.
Now, how about in some of those rural areas, the less populated areas where sometimes there are no sidewalks for kids to use? What kinds of amenities can be built there to make the route to school safer?
Oftentimes, things just like signs and lines help. Just certain signs that help folks to know that kids will be crossing in those areas. Also, to just painting a crosswalk in an area that wasn't necessarily marked before can be possible. So it ranges from things that are kind of a little bit cheaper to things that are more expensive. But even in the rural areas, even if a lot of students don't walk to school or ride to school necessarily, they may bus in. There's still areas in and around the school that could stand to maybe have some sidewalk built or some kind of pathway constructed to allow students to be able to do those things.
Heidi, we're down to our last 2 minutes. A couple more questions. How much money total went out in this round of grants announced recently?
For the education grants, we have about $2 million. The construction grants aren't finalized yet. We just did the part one of the construction, and that will be figured out later this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you mentioned that it's not a federally funded program per se anymore, but where does the money come from that ODOT can turn around and give grants for safe routes to schools?
So for education, it is federal funds. It's from the FHWA Federal Highway. But the construction program is state funds. And this was made happen by House Bill 2017. So they uses the state funding from that House bill for construction projects.
Okay, if you had unlimited funds, what's the dream? What do you think would make safe routes to schools tippy top in Oregon?
The need is forever. We have so much need in the state. We're always having to say no to certain applicants, unfortunately. So the dream would be that every school has, sidewalks and crossings, and the needed, much needed signs and paved areas, for students, and basically to be able to allow for, students to not have to walk alongside of cars, but have their own pathway or walkway.
Okay. And until we get to that dream, the rest of us have to be careful when we're in our cars and around kids and around schools because they are back. We are talking about Safe Routes to Schools. Heidi Manlove is the Safe Routes to School Program Manager at the Oregon Department of Transportation. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you.
And we didn't hear from Mindy McCart, the Public Information Officer, but she's been here too. Thank you so much, Mindy.
Yeah, thank you so much. I just wanted to add a big thank you for you, for having us today. It is interviews like this that are essential in sparking interest and raising awareness in communities that might not yet know about programs like Safe Routes to School.
Glad
and again,
to do
like
it.
Heidi said, the ultimate goal is to see Safe Routes to School in every community across Oregon. And also, if anyone listening is interested in learning more, they can visit our website at oregonsaferoutes.org.
Okay, this is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back.
Thank you.